This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today for Silicon Valley, we have a man who knows his news. I'm talking about Mike Pesca, host of the Daily Gist podcast from Slate. Mike, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yes, I am ready to play Silicon Valley, the week's favorite script that happens for mem.
Et cetera. All right. Four remote-controlled robots.
The biggest regret at my bachelor party.
A good answer. The one I was looking for. This week, you can explore London's Tate Museum after dark with the help of four remote-controlled robots. Online visitors take turns at the controls. This actually sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
And others can watch the video feed as the robots move around the galleries at night. All right, what do you got for me?
4,096 neurosynaptic cores.
IBM's brain-inspired computer chips that will soon replace my head.
That's exactly what it is, and I think I might have undersold it because it also has 1 million programmable neurons, 256 million programmable synapses, and soon Skynet will go live and they will take control of all of us.
Isn't there a scientist in the room who's like, is this a good idea?
But they ignore Steve because they whisper of him. He only has 213 million programmable synapses.
All right, I got something for you.
All right.
40 fish per minute.
Speed reading Dr. Seuss. No, wait. 40 fish per minute. How researchers have quantified Jesus's first big miracle. 40 fish. All right, that's it. I'm done with my fish. What is it for real?
It is the firing speed of the salmon cannon that safely launches fish upstream over man-made obstacles like dams.
How do the fish come to the cannon?
I think they're placed in the cannon by one bear, and the other bear puts its mouth over the other end of the cannon.
The bear's mouth, it just has a sign misspelled that says salmon cannon.
All right. What do you got for me?
26 times during calls in the last 5 years.
I want to say something to do with a Comcast representative.
This is the number of times Kim Kardashian has been mentioned in corporate earning calls. And the reason this came up is the chief operating officer of King, which makes Candy Crush,
was
trying to explain why the revenue was down. And he blamed, quote, the successful game from Glue, which is the Kardashian game. Wasn't the first time Kim Kardashian was mentioned. In fact, 26 times in the last 5 years.
Listen, you can blame a lot of things on Kim Kardashian, I feel like.
Well, I think it's the first time that Kim Kardashian has been credited with putting a halt to the rise of lowbrow culture.
Oh, man.
For the first time ever, Kim Kardashian stands athwart the lowbrow and says, stop.
Mike Pesca, host of The Gist, a daily podcast from Slate. Mike, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.